friend I just called, and I forgot, he's having surgery here at UIC today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm praying for him as well, so.
Oh, who won't be scared you getting put to sleep?
Yeah, I know. I was up here myself. I donated a kidney to my mom here. So, yeah, I know. I understand.
You just calm down. Until this is over with, then I'll be calm.
I understand. Yeah. It's easier said than done,
that's
right?
That's why I kept trying to tell him. Yeah. It's easy for you to keep telling me that, but I'm in panic.
Yeah. Pray. That's the best advice I can ever give. Just pray. It's going to be okay. All right. I was nervous up till the time when I was in there. And my wife, which was my girlfriend at the time, she was like, don't worry. You know, they're going to give you this shot and everything is going to go away. And I remember it too. Oh my God. I was so nervous. And then they came into the room, and they gave me this shot, and I just remember them wheeling me back to the OR. And my nervousness was gone. I was like, you all are such nice people. It was the stuff, And the next thing I remember was waking up in recovery, and my brother walking through the recovery room, which he wasn't even supposed to be in there.
Jesus.
Yeah.
They said it's going to take about 2 or 3 hours to do this procedure.
Okay.
That's a long time.
Yeah, you just keep praying. Everything's going to be all right. We're praying for you on this end, too.
I think I'm just gonna set up. When I go home, I'm gonna set up a ride so I can have a ride there and back.
Okay. When is it for?
The 25th, Tuesday, next Tuesday.
Okay. You know what time it's gonna be next Tuesday?
No, I'm waiting on them to call me and tell me the time. They still haven't told me yet.
Okay. How's the temperature in the car? Do you need the heat on or?
I'm okay.
Hmm?
I'm okay.
You sure now? Let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I said that this year I want to do a lot of stuff that I normally won't do or never did or would never think about doing. And this is one of them, going to a baseball game.
Oh, cool. Why send me this way, but I ain't going nowhere.
Because I know I used to do security for the Chicago Bears for 5 years.
Oh, cool. Oh, no, that's nice.
Yeah. And I was a person, I don't like sports. I don't like watching it, nothing. But being live at that football game, it made me like it.
No, that was nice. Yeah.
Instead of seeing it on TV and actually being there in person, it's a totally different experience by being there in person. Like, dang, but on TV, it be so long on TV, but it's a short game in person.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, I love the games myself.
Especially, you know, I ain't never know that I like rugby. That stuff is amazing. It's football and soccer combined into one. No equipment. They don't. I don't see how they don't put on no. Man, they be out there wrong. Man, when they put this place right here.
Yes.
Ice cream shop. Turn next to that. This is where that lady got killed at.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I remember right here by the coffee shop. It's a nice community down there.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I have a friend that went to the school here.
My ex-boyfriend, he's gone. Indiana Avenue. I'll be forgetting it's
the
police station right here.
I think it's the headquarters. Yeah, it was just 80 degrees, right?
Man,
what is Chicago?
Yep, I kept on telling people that. It's a snow machine in the sky. Like, y'all don't remember us never having winter in April? It happens every year.
Yeah.
So I was just telling my cousin, y'all to put up them coats for nothing. You gotta unpack that winter box.
Yeah, that's true.
He's blind as a bat, trying to drive. Ain't even no sun out, and he's squinting his eyes.
He saw that, right?
Can't be looking behind. I don't trust him or his driving. Okay, boss man. Yeah, he's one of those. Turned that into a corner. Wait a minute. Okay, competition. That used to be a shoe store. It sure did. That was a shoe store. He ain't got nowhere else to go. He ain't got nowhere else to go, so he ain't got no choice.
That was funny. Oh boy. Very observant, shocking.
Apartment with a balcony. That's all I need is an apartment with a balcony. I'll be happy.
You gonna get one?
Yeah. It's my next apartment. Up high, balcony. on outside. Mm-hmm. Right on my balcony. All of them in the same. They be killing me. When they know if they spread out, that they'll be done fast. Cousin, she be doing that in the summertime.
Uh-huh.
All they do is chit-chat with each other. She be on the phone most of the time arguing with her boyfriend. I'm like, do you do any work?
You said if they spread out, they'd be done a lot faster.
Yeah, they would be done a lot faster. They used to have a bus where they used to get people to do community service when they get in trouble and come out here and clean up. They need to start back doing that. The people who they hiring to do it, they ain't doing it. They just on the clock to get the money. I'm sad when they can literally be getting somebody to do it for free just to pay off their community service. Man, man, this car. Oh my God. He got burnt down as well. You know I don't come outside. You hear me? I'm up everywhere I pass. Like, oh my God. Like, I don't even know nothing about that building they just built.
Well, I'm glad that you can get a tour at least two, you know, of things you haven't seen in probably a while.
No.
You from the south side of Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't come outside too much. Like, since I got older, ain't nothing to do.
Yeah, and that's something that needs to change. You can be able to enjoy the city. It's a beautiful city.
Yeah.
Some beautiful places here.
It's just be like this. The things that I be want to do, the people don't want to do it. They like riding around and going to clubbing and all of that stuff. I want to go to an art museum and just do some other fun stuff. Like, people don't like stuff like that, so I don't have nobody to hang out with. But that's why I said I'm finna start taking myself out and going to explore these things on my own.
And I like going to the museum. My wife and I go all the time.
Yeah. Right?
So you should just go. You'll find people there who you can connect with and start meeting up there probably on a regular basis and go to other museums. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have the Art Institute. We have some beautiful museums.
I ain't never been there, and I keep asking, like, ooh, somebody go with me to the Art Institute. You know what? That's okay, baby.
Mm-hmm.
But if I tell you let's go to somewhere where everybody's twerking at, then everybody want to jump up on that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to see butt every day twerking in my face. I see that enough online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the truth, right?
They got a stepping show coming here on the 29th. They always having something here. People be slipped on this place.
On the Harold Washington?
Mm-hmm. That's where my son graduated for his 8th grade graduation. They graduated here now. It's beautiful.
Over here?
Right here, Sam's Barbershop.
Oh, okay.
They had closed it down to remodel it. Look nice on the outside.
Yes, it does.
A whole lot better than what it was. Oh, it's lovely. Free transportation for they, what day? That's what's up. Place, they said, well, you gotta buy the broccoli, the corn, and potatoes all separate. You know what? Never mind. Because you can go to what's the name right there on Wentworth. And you can get a whole pan for cheaper than what you're paying for at that place.
Wow.
And they come with everything. What the hell? What is this?
Is it just as good?
Place? Yes, it's good.
Okay.
You get a lot more for the price of what you're gonna be paying for them.
Mm-hmm.
Gone for real, huh? They actually closed this Walmart down, huh? this one. Oh, yes.
The one on 87th, too?
Yep. I'm mad they did all that. Like, dang. Y'all could have waited until I came up there and got a TV. I know they was on sale.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Nice prices, too. Probably a few $100.
Yeah, because I had seen the one lady, she was up in there. And I'm thinking I had time. I'm like, all right, my friend will be here on Tuesday. We'll go up there and go get it.
Yeah, it was on the news, though. They said this weekend, last weekend.
Yeah. But they closed it before the time that they said it was going to close. Because it was supposed to close down Sunday.
Uh-huh.
But they ain't closed it down Sunday. They closed that crap down, what? Thursday. Thursday or Friday, one of those days they closed it down. Because when she came, I'm like, dang, we can't go up there. I just seen somebody on TikTok, that everybody's standing outside of the Walmart. They closed.
Wow.
Big car, too. We were planning on putting the TV in the back. They had everything. But that's okay, because I know that online sale about to be, what's up?
Then you get delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Things are transitioning more that way. People aren't going to the stores like that anymore.
Yep. I
kind of
like that. I haven't been to no grocery store in a year.
The grocery store?
To go grocery shopping, I ain't been in like a year.
Well, you get everything delivered, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
I get all my meats on Instacart from Fairplay. I had them go up in there and stand in that line and do that meat market.
Wow, okay.
And everywhere. Well, I just bought $200 worth of meat online.
Wow, yeah.
And then they talk to you and they show you pictures of the meats and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give me that, give me that, and give me that.
Hmm.
Stacked up on fish and chicken and all kind of stuff, steaks.
Hmm.
Cause I'm a cooker, I love cooking.
Oh, that's good.
Stressed out of anything, I just go up in that kitchen.
Go and cook, huh? Oh, wow.
The only reason why people like, what you cook today? I ain't cook nothing. We ain't gonna start your catering. When I get better, I'm coming for y'all. I wish they cleaned its fountain. I just want them to clean it.
Looks like it was a beautiful fountain.
It is. Especially when they turn it on, it's nice. It's a nice little area, but I just wish they had cleaned it up around here.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy for it to be High Park area. They don't clean up nothing over here.
Uh-huh.
And the mice problem around here is outrageous. I'm gonna try that trick where I've been seeing people use an Elmer's glue to put on their house windows to give it that tint so won't nobody be able to look in.
Elmer's glue?
Yeah. They give it that frost look to your window. But you can like put like a painter's script tape up there so that way you can have like a peephole or something if you want one or design it any way you want to. The glue would come in colors and everything.
You know what? I'm gonna look it up on YouTube.
Yeah, look it up. That's what I'm telling you. TikTok shows you a lot, okay?
TikTok is better than YouTube?
Yeah, because it'd be actual people that be up there because they be buying the products, they test them out, and then they show you step by step on what they're doing and everything up on that too. And you get the comment, and some they go live with it, and you get to chit chat with them.
Okay.
But I do like that. I said, I'm going to buy me some glue. And I went to go look for the glue. It's sold out. A lot of people have been doing it.
Wow.
I said, I need to because people can see right into my window.
Uh-huh.
And I like my window open. I like the view. Mm-hmm. I like to look out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like all
the. But, yeah, with the glue, can you still look out is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, if you make your little certain peephole on what you wanted at, then, yeah, you can look out.
Okay.
That's just what I'm going to do. I'm gonna do like the top layer, leave it plain, but the bottom layer, I'm gonna do. I need some privacy. I'm feeling like these people will be having binoculars and just looking.
Mm-hmm. If you feel it, it'll probably happen.
That's what I be saying, like, dang, I feel like somebody watching me. Still.